Birmingham City Council's leaders called it another betrayal of the Midlands and the North, while even the Conservative Mayor of the West Midlands, Andy Street, says it's a great disappointment. Labour blames Conservative chaos and chronic indecision. Tory MP David Davis thinks the government's paying the price after underestimating the budget.
What's going to happen, of course, is it's going to defer a piece of it so that we can afford it bit by bit so we don't run our debts up. That's the least worst outcome. But I'm completely unsurprised that this is costing a lot more than we thought in the first place.
The mother of Olivia Pratt Corbells recalled the nine-year-old's fatal shooting in a video interview shown to a court. Thomas Cashman denies murdering Cheryl Corbells' daughter at her home in Liverpool last summer. Our reporter Greg Milam was in court in Manchester.
She said, "I couldn't keep her awake. They attempted CPR. And she said, I realised she must have been hit. I lifted up her top and the bullet had gone into the middle of her chest. I knew she had gone," she said.
Gary Lineker's announced he'll present Match of the Day as usual on Saturday. Despite the row over his criticism of the government, he says the reaction to his tweets over ministers' plans to tackle asylum seekers has been ridiculously out of proportion. Some supermarkets have lifted restrictions on the number of cucumbers we can buy. Morrison's and Asda say supply issues are starting to ease. Sport: Arsenal are being held to a 1-1 draw in Portugal in the first leg of their last 16 Europa League tie with Sporting Lisbon. West Ham lead 2-0 against AEK Larnaca in the Conference League. Manchester United get underway in their first match since a 7-0 thrashing at Liverpool in an hour in their Europa League clash with Real Betis. And women in Berlin will soon be able to swim topless at the city's public pools just like men. It's after one woman complained of discrimination. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
You got the fear, you're the romance, who can say no more? playing that one because that was a title track from an album which was released 48 long years ago this week in March 1975. David Bowie, of course, and the title track from Young Americans. And one of the backing singers on that track was a then unknown Luther Vandross. There you go. So welcome into the non-league hour on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. It's 6 minutes past seven on a Thursday evening, and this is where we look at the current situation with the non-league clubs, football clubs across our area from step one to step six. We run through the results, the forthcoming fixtures. We've got some transfer news. I've got a report for you this evening as well. So let's concentrate on the National League first of all, shall we? And on Friday night, 2 days after the club narrowly avoided going out of business because Chairman Ron Martin paid off the money they owed HMRC on Wednesday of last week, Tuesday of last week, the hearing was on Wednesday, Southend United faced Barnet at Roots Hall on Friday night and they were defeated by a goal to nil. Whilst on Saturday, Dagenham and Redbridge faced York City at the Chigwell Construction Stadium. And the visitors took a lead after the half hour, thanks to a goal from Shakai Ford. But in the FEOM, equalised 2 minutes before half time. And in the 71st minute in the second half, Dean Rance scored what turned out to be a winner in front of 1,718 at Victoria Road. And both sides were in action on Tuesday night as well. It was another defeat for Southend United, who incidentally have now dropped out of the playoff spots. They've performed heroics considering the situation at the club, but with a transfer embargo still in place and a pretty threadbare squad, it's been a very difficult job for head coach Kevin Mayer and his coaching staff and his players to keep the momentum going. They faced a Chesterfield side, managed, of course, by Paul Cook, the former Ipswich Town manager, who are currently in the playoff spots themselves. And Chesterfield beat them 2-1 at Roots Hall. 5,195 watched. And Maguire gave Chesterfield a lead after 14 minutes. Ryan Colclough doubled their lead on 65. 2 minutes later, Harry Cardwell struck with his seventh goal of the season to put Southend back in the game, but they couldn't add to that, so it finished Southend 1, Chesterfield 2. Now, I was at the Chigwell Construction Stadium on Tuesday night as Dagenham Redbridge played the table toppers Wrexham, who arrived. I saw their coach turn up because I arrived at the ground at the same time, actually, and they had a Disney film crew in tow for their documentary series Welcome to Wrexham. And there was a bumper crowd, including a big away following at Victoria Road for this one. And I was there reporting on the game. You can hear my post-match summary right now. Big-spending EFL hopefuls Wrexham illustrated why they're currently top of the National League this evening as they brushed aside host Dagenham and Redbridge with a dominant footballing display which delighted their sizeable travelling fan base. With a permanent manager yet to be appointed at Victoria Road following Daryl McMahon's recent departure, interim bosses Steve Gritt and Dave Jupp were once again in charge of the home side and were set to name an unchanged starting lineup for them. The warm-up, he was replaced by Jay Bird. Wrexham manager Phil Parkinson made four changes from the side that started for them on Saturday when they were held to a 2-2 draw at Maidenhead United. Former Southend United striker Sam Dalby was dropped to the bench. The match kicked off around 7 minutes late due to an issue with one of the goal nets. Once this had been sorted out and the action finally got underway, it was first blood to the Welsh side when Ollie Palmer fired them in front in only the 6th minute with an excellent strike from the near post. Elliot Lee attempted to double Wrexham's lead 3 minutes later with a powerful strike, but it sailed over the bar. Then with 12 minutes gone, after winning a couple of corners, Dagenham and Redbridge weren't far away from equalising when an excellent innie effort, Effiong cross found Bird, whose short-range effort was narrowly wide. In the 20th minute, an excellent in-swinging free kick from Effiong found the head of Angelo Balanta, who went close, but his effort was safely caught by Robins keeper Rob Layton. It was nearly 2-0 as the half-hour mark approached, when a great strike by Wrexham's James Jones was nearly fumbled by Daggers goalkeeper Elliot Justham, but he managed to stop it from entering the net before Andy Cannon went close, following some clever interplay with Paul Mullin. But the visitors' second arrived 6 minutes before half-time, when a well-placed corner found the head of Jordan Tunnicliffe, who nodded the ball past the helpless Justham, and it was 2-0. And it was nearly 3 a few minutes afterwards when Palmer headed over from a free kick, and the Welsh side had assumed full command going into the break. With the second half only a few minutes old, a low cross from Wrexham's Ryan Barnett found Palmer in the penalty area, and he fired past Justin to make it 3-0 with his second goal of the evening. Palmer, now on a hat-trick, wasn't far away from claiming the match ball just after the hour, but Justin managed to knock his shot behind the goal on this occasion. In the 68th minute, though, it was Jacob Mendy who used his pace down the left to speed towards the area and finished perfectly, and it was now 4-0. Jones nearly made it 5 and was very unlucky not to, when his close-range effort with 16 minutes to go bounced off both posts and back into the field of play, and later substitute Callum McFadden also went close. The win put Wrexham 4 points clear at the top of the table, ahead of Notts County, their only rivals for the title. Meanwhile, temporary Daggers bosses Grit and Jupp saw their side drop to 11th place, 6 points adrift of the playoffs, and they would have been disappointed with their team's performances. Despite some promise in the early stages, even after going a goal down, their side were ultimately completely outclassed. Final score at the Chigwell Construction Stadium, Dagenham and Redbridge 0, Wrexham 4. Sorry about the break in the middle of that report, but we got there in the end. To be honest, Dagenham, as I mentioned in the report, they started reasonably brightly, but Wrexham pretty much controlled the game from the word go, and they were completely dominant from late in the first half onwards. I'd be very surprised if they don't get promoted, actually. Obviously, Notts County are still snapping at their heels. Notts County have been top themselves, of course. But they're the only two sides who can win the title. And I think even if it weren't Notts County, I wouldn't mind betting that Wrexham possibly would end up winning the playoffs. So, disappointment for the Daggers, who, as I said, have yet to appoint a permanent manager to replace Daryl McMahon, so Steve Witt and Dave Jupp still in charge at the moment. So looking at league table, those two defeats on the bounce mean that Southend have dropped out of the playoff spots. They are now down to 8th place. They played 34 and they're on 53, although they've got two games, they've got games in hand, but over everybody above them, actually, and Eastleigh just above them in 7th. They've played 36 and they're on 57, 4 points ahead of the Shrimpers. And as I mentioned, Daggers now down to 11th, they've played 36 and they're on 51. Wrexham strengthened their lead to 4 points clear at the top of the table after that. Notts County didn't play on Tuesday night. Both sides have played 36. Wrexham were on 88, Notts County on 34. Also in the playoffs, Woking, Chesterfield, Barnet, Boreham Wood, and as I say, Eastleigh. Down at the other end of the table, Maidstone United still propping up the table and then looking increasingly doomed to National League South football next season, followed by Scunthorpe, Torquay and Gateshead. They are the other sides in the relegation zone.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So moving on to the National League South, and Saturday's action saw Concord Rangers travel to fellow strugglers Chippenham Town, and they managed to pick up a point there in a 2-2 draw, although Chippenham scored an equaliser in the final moments of that game. Concord very nearly picked up what would have been a vital win there. Also drawing 2-2 with Chelmsford City as they travelled to Eastbourne Borough on Saturday, and there was a win for Braintree Town, though. They hosted Hampton of Richmond Borough at Cressing Road, and they won by a goal to nil. Chelmsford were back in action on Monday night when they hosted Dulwich Hamlet Melbourne Park, and it was a very impressive win for the Clarets, winning by 5-1. Ben Brooks, who ended up being man of the match, gave City the lead 2 minutes before half time, and Robbie Simpson's side ran riot in the second half with goals from Callum Jones, Michael Falevi, Liam Trotter and Tyreek Johnson. George Porter replied very late on for Dulwich, and it finished 5-1 to the Clarets. Tuesday night saw Concord Rangers host Slough Town at the Aspect Arena, and they lost by 2-0 and remain at the foot of the table at present. Braintree Town travelled to Oxford City, and they picked up a 2-2 draw. So looking at the table, and Chelmsford City hanging in the playoff spots in 7th place, thanks to that win over Dulwich on Monday night. Braintree now up to 3rd, incidentally. Ebbsfleet United remain the runaway leaders, and barring a complete collapse, they will almost certainly be playing in the National League next season. They play 37 and are on 84. Dartford are in 2nd place, they play 36 and are on 67, 17 points behind them. And incidentally, Ebbsfleet walloped Worthing 7-2 at home on Tuesday night. Worthing no pushover themselves, because they're currently in 6th place, just above Chelmsford, and on 60 points, having played 37. Also in the playoff spots, Oxford City, who drew with Braintree on Tuesday night. They've played 37 and are on 61, 1 point behind Braintree. And in 5th place, Havant Waterlooville, they've played 35 and they're on 60. And at the other end of the table, Concord Rangers, as I say, at the bottom, they've played 31, which could still work in their favour if they can string some wins together, because they've got games in hand on everybody up to Hampshire and Richmond in 18th place, and they're on 28 points. Hungerford in 23rd, they've played 34, they're on 29. Weymouth have played 34 and on 31 points, they're in 22nd. And Chippenham Town, the other side in the drop zone, they have played 33 and they're on 34. I'm John Charman, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM. We'll take a look at the Isthmian League after we've heard the cover song from the Subways. This is called Uncertain Joys.
Take time reflecting outside you. Bold messages commit no sins. Together in a world apart. Blocks bracing for a brand new start. Core in between evil and good. Blast equally as understood. For a heart and strong.
So, on to the Isthmian Premier League, and Saturday's action saw Billericay Town face relegation threatened Herne Bay at New Lodge, and Billericay picked up a 2-0 victory thanks to goals either side of half-time from Kareem Aziaka and Bradley Stevenson, who's been so prolific for Ricky this season. Meanwhile, Aveley picked up a goalless draw against Carshalton Athletic at Parkside, and fellow promotion hopefuls Hornchurch faced Lewis at Bridge Avenue, and they drew 2-2. Lewis took the lead after 14 minutes. Ellis Brown equalised for the Urchins on 35. Lewis were back in front 30 minutes from time, but 6 minutes from time, veteran striker Sam Higgins ensured a share of the spoils for Hornchurch, and it finished 2-2 in that game. Fantastic win for Canvey Island, who remain in playoff contention after they scored 5 at home to Pottersbar Town without reply at the Movie Star Stadium. The goal scorers for the goals were Connor Hubble, Bradley Satch, Rob Girdleston, Elliot Wonto and Evans Kouassi. Barrows and Pitsy remain in trouble after losing 2-1 against Cray Wanderers at Len Salmon Stadium. They took a very early lead. Brandon Vale Eviero, the scorer, after only 3 minutes for Bowers, but Cray scored either side of half-time to give them a 2-1 victory. And in midweek on Tuesday night, there was a couple of games involving local sides. Canvey Island travelled to league leaders Bishop Stortford, and a decent point, I guess, because that's not an easy place to go. They drew 2-2 there. They were 2-0 in front, actually, until the 73rd minute. Bradley Satch and Joe Paxman scored in the 21st and 25th, but Bishop Stortford scored. They pulled one back in the 73rd minute, and in the 5th minute of injury time, Canvey's hearts were broken somewhat when Bishop Stortford won a penalty and Johnson scored it. But Canvey remaining playoff contention after that. Bishop Stortford still top. They've played 34 and they're on 67. But Hornchurch are snapping at their heels and they've got 2 games in hand on league leaders. They've played 32 and they're on 66. points, and Hornchurch beats Kingstonian 3-0 on a Tuesday night with goals from Tom Raitt from the penalty spot after only 6 minutes. Sam Higgins again for the second game on the bounce. He scored in 26, and another veteran striker, Chris Dixon, scored 5 minutes from time for the Urchins to give them a comfortable victory. Aveley, who didn't have a game on Tuesday night, they remain in third place. They played 34 and 64. Enfield Town just below them in fourth, play 33 and on 60. And Canvey hanging in there in the playoff spots. They play 33 and on 59. They're 3 points clear of Hastings, who in sixth. They've got a game in hand over them as well. Billericay Town, after that win on Saturday and after Tuesday night's results, they are 12th. They've played 34 and they're on 51. But Bowers and Pitsy remain in trouble. They're 20th. They've played 34 and they're on 24 points. The only sides below them are Brightling Sea Region, still bottom. They've played 33 and they're on 20. Also on 20, Corinthian Casuals, who have played one more match than them, are on 34 points. And the other side in the drop zone, Herne Bay, who Billericay beat on Saturday, they've played 33 and they're on 25. And with the next side up, Kingstonian in 18th on 33 points, you have to think that those bottom four are beginning to get cut adrift at the moment.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So, moving on to the Isthmian North, and there was another win, the second one since Craig Shipman returned to Brentwood Town as manager for the Blues. They travelled to Maldon Tiptree on Saturday, and Brentwood won 2-0 thanks to early goals from Solomon Ogunwumoju and Flavio Yumo in the 8th and 14th minutes. Hashtag United, meanwhile, they tore their host Tilbury to pieces. Paul Tilbury were beaten 8-1 by Hashtag, included continued their incredible run of wins. Their scorers were Jermaine Francis, Pedro Carvalho, Ollie Miles got a brace, and they were folded up by the interval. Jermaine Francis added a fifth 5 minutes after the restart. Chris Miller pulled one back for Tilbury on the hour. Then there was a brace for Nathan Smith for Hashtag, and Francis scored his second right near the end to give Hashtag an 8-1 victory. Meanwhile, Grays Athletic continued their contention for a playoff spot. Good way for the win for them up in Norfolk. They won 2-0 at Wroxham. A couple of late goals from Sam Bantic from the penalty spot, 5 minutes from time. And Damani Hunter in the closing stages gave them a 2-0 victory. Also a victory for Basildon United. They beat Bury Town 3-1. Gardeners close, thanks to goals from Lewis O'Malley of Benny Spaff. Start again, put yourself back in, John. Lewis O'Malley of Bury Town, who put the goal through his own net after 12 minutes. Michael Salarco then scored a second for the Bees on 32. And Bury put one back on 67 minutes, but Anishis Lewis scored in the 72nd to give the Bees a 3-1 victory. Not so lucky were Holby Sports. They travelled to second place AFC Sudbury, and they lost by 3-0. Also losing another struggling side, Cogshall Town. They've beaten 3-1 at home by Lowestoft Town. Darnell Kitambo was the scorer of Cogshall's consolation goal. It was also a defeat for East Surrey United. They lost 2-1 at home to Stowmarket Town. Ryan Moses scored the Rocks' goal late on in that game. Also losing were Haby Swifts. They lost 3-1 at Goulston. QB Gordon was the scorer for Steve Tilson's side. A vital win, though, for Great Wakering Rovers at Witham Town. The league's bottom club won 3-2 thanks to goals from Jacob Bland, Perry Dunn and Warren Kiembe from the penalty spot. Michael Barrack and Rash Salau were the scorers for Witham. Meanwhile, on Tuesday night, there were some games. Basildon United drew to all with Grays Athletic at Gardeners Close. They were winning. All the goals came in the last 18 minutes, incidentally, and Basildon went 2-0 up. That is the goals from Michael Salarco and German Petrov. But in the last 5 minutes, Roman Campbell and Courtney Homans replied for Grays to give them a share of the spoils in a 2-2 draw. It was another defeat for Witham Town. They travelled to Goulston on Tuesday night and they ended up losing 4-1. Adam Weiss gave Witham the lead in the 24th minute from the penalty spot, but four goals from Goulston gave them a 4-1 victory. Finally, for now, the Southern League Division 1 Central. And last Friday night, Walthamstow, who were forced their way into the playoff spots, they picked up a 1-0 win. That was on Wednesday, actually. They picked up a 3-1 win away to Kidlington. Sorry about that. And on Saturday, Stowe won 1-0 at Hadley. And I was just looking to see if Wolfram Abbey were in action on Saturday. They weren't, but they were on Tuesday night. They also travelled to Hadley, and Abbey ended up losing that one by 2-0. So in the table, Walthamstow, they were third. They've dropped a place to fourth. They won 28 points, 50 points from 28 games. Berkhamsted top. All the top five have played 28, by the way. Berkhamsted on 74. Second, Biggles Wade on 56. Didcot Town in third on 52. Stoneforth, as I say, just behind them. Ware, who are on 49 points. Wolfram Abbey currently 10th. They've played one less and they won 27 points. They've played 27 games and they're currently on 40 points. We'll be right back. playing that track because it was actually 40 years ago this week that the original version was released in March 1983, New Order and Blue Monday. Although that was actually the 88 remix I played there. But either version is a great song. Just let you know what's happening on Phoenix FM after I finish tonight. Nikki Treffers is back at 8 with the Modern Essex Girl, and she introduces local personalities and plenty of great music as well. And at 10 till midnight, Gareth Williams is doing Bumper to Bumper. That's a Truth for Indian alternative from the 1960s onwards. Last time that show's going to be going out on a Thursday night, actually. There's been a few schedule changes, and you can now, after tonight, hear that show between 10 and midnight on Mondays. So, the final clutch of non-league results. I'm going to look at the Essex Senior League, where there was a couple of games last Friday. Finished Clapton 2, West Essex 5, and Woodford Town 3, Little Oakley 2. Saturday's action saw Athletic Newham beat Buckhurst Hill 1-0. Barking beat Ilford 5-2. Enfield Leaders 2, Saffron Town 1. Clacton 1, Stanway Rovers 0. Finished Housted Town 1, Saltbushworth Town 2. Redbridge, just behind Enfield, they beat Stansted by a goal to nil. Takeley 5, Southend Manor 1, and White Ensign beat Romford by a goal to nil. Tuesday night saw FC Clacton beat Ilford 2-1. Saffron Walden continued Romford's miserable run. They beat them by a goal to nil. And Takeley beat Little Oakley by 3-0. And Wednesday night saw Woodford Town score a 4-3 victory over West Essex. So look at the league table. Enfield still top. Play 27, 67 points. They're 5 points clear of Redbridge, who've also played 27, they're on 62. FC Clacton, third, played 29, 62 points. Woodford Town, fourth, played 29 and on 61. And big gap down to West Essex, who are in fifth. They've played 30 and they're on 49 points. Southend Manor still bottom with just the 2 victories this season. They've played 30 and got 9 points. 3 points behind Clapton, who are 19th. They've played 27 and they're on 12. Just going to take a quick look at the Furlough Nun Division 1 South as well. And Saturday's results were as follows. Barkingside beat St Margaret's 2-1. Parkview 3, Newbury Forest 1. Stanway Pegasus beat Burnham Ramblers 2-1. Tower Hamlets 0, Basildon Town 1. Wivenhoe 1. Wormley Rovers 1. And it was a game on Friday night, actually. May and Baker beat Coggeshall drew 0-0 with Coggeshall United. A couple of games on Wednesday saw Hackney win 3-0 at Barkingside. And Cannons Wood hosted Newbury Forest and scored 5 goals without reply. I'll take a look at the league table in a while. Going to have some transfer news for you soon.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s disco, 80s soul and 90s dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
as a fantastically funky classic from the Isley Brothers. It's Your Thing. It's 18 minutes to 8. You're listening to Long League Hour on Phoenix 98 FM. I am John Chubb. And just to run through before I do the transfer news, the third low non division 1 South table. Brentford stay top. They played 29 and on 67. 6 points clear of Wormley Rovers in second place, who played the same amount of games on 61. Basildon Town are third, played 27 on 57 points. Stanway Pegasus just behind them in fourth, played 31 and won 56. And in fifth, Sporting Bengal United, who have played 28 matches and won 53 points. So in transfer news, starting off in the National League, and Southend United have said goodbye to their on-loan goalkeeper, Blondina Nuku, who's been with them for some months now. He has returned to Championship club Stoke City, who have recalled him. But luckily for the Shrimpers, their first-choice goalkeeper, Steve Arnold, is finally fit again after having a hip problem since last August. He returned for their 2-1 defeat against Chesterfield at Roots Hall on Tuesday night. Very popular player with Southend fans, so they'll be delighted to see him back in action. Meanwhile, there's been a few comings and goings in the Isthmian League this last week. First of all, Ashley Nzala, former Brentwood Town player, he has moved from Canvey Island to Chatham Town of the Isthmian South East. He made his debut for them in a win over VCD Athletic on Saturday. There's also been a new signing at Isthmian Premier League, Hornchurch, who have signed Jamie Maskell from Lewis, fellow Isthmian Premier League side. And he may have been confused about which bench to sit on because he was facing his former club, Lewis, where he'd been since early October. His previous clubs include Grays Athletic, but he's played at a higher level Football League experience with Bolton Wanderers and Wickham Wanderers, as well as in the National League with Wealdstone. So hopefully for the urchins' sake, he'll prove to be a good experience signing for them. A few other bits and pieces. Former Brentwood Town goalkeeper Harry Girling has signed for Tilbury, and he endured a nightmare debut day. He made his bow for the Dockers on Saturday in an 8-1 defeat at the hands of Hashtag United. It's his second spell at Tilbury. He made 24 appearances for Brentwood Town over the second half of the last season and the first half of this, and now moves on to Tilbury. Meanwhile, there's a couple of new faces at Hashtag who thumped Tilbury on Saturday, of course. One of them immediately scored two goals. Nathan Smith, who includes Dagenham and Redbridge amongst his former clubs. He's also had spells at Braintree and Concord Rangers. And Harry Critchley has also signed for the Tags. He moves to them from East Thurrock United, and he previously had a spell with Coggeshall Town as well. So that's all the transfer news for this week. I'm going to run through the fixtures for the next 7 days very soon.
Having a Ball with Keith Ball on Phoenix FM. Big band, swing, jazz and special guests. Having a Ball every Saturday morning 10 till 12 only on Phoenix FM.
I'm having a ball on a good old town tonight.
She tried to take me upstairs.
Rolling Stones, number one in 1969, Honky Tonk Woman.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So into the final part of the show where we look at the fixtures for the week ahead. First off in the National League, and an almighty task for Southend United to get back on track as they travel to league leaders Wrexham on Saturday, who, as I mentioned earlier, beat Dagenham and Redbridge on Tuesday night. The Daggers without a game this week, incidentally. And Southend are on the road again on Tuesday night when they make the slightly shorter trip to Boreham Wood, who are currently in sixth place and keen to grab one of the playoff spots. Meanwhile, in the National League South, on Saturday, Braintree Town host relegations threatened Weymouth at Cressing Road. Chelmsford City hoping to stay in the playoff spots, they travel to Hampton and Richmond Borough. And Concord Rangers will be looking to try and get off of the foot of the table when they travel to Welling United, who are currently in 15th place. Meanwhile, on Tuesday night, there's a big local derby at the Aspect Arena. Concord Rangers playing Chelmsford City, and Braintree Town have an away match on the same night at Hemel Hempstead Town. It's been Premier League on Saturday, sees Billericay Town at home once again. They host Wingate and Finchley, currently five places below them in 17th. Aveley, they're at home to Folkestone Invicta. And Hornchurch face the bottom club, Brightling Sea Region. And Bowes and Pitsy, desperate increasingly for points. They have a home fixture against 16th placed Haringey Borough. Canvey Island hoping to stay in the playoff spots if they can win, or point might do actually, as they face Barnet. Barnet? Margate? Sounds similar at Park Lane. On Tuesday night, Hornchurch are away at Wingate and Finchley. It's been North then, and on Saturday, Brentwood Town are back in action at the Brentwood Centre Arena. They face the bottom club, Great Wakering Rovers, although Rovers are only bottom on goal difference now. Brentwood are currently 10th. Tilbury, now in the playoff relegation spots in 17th, they travel to Bury Town. Basildon United have had a couple of decent results, actually. They face Goulston, and they'll be hoping for another win at Gardiners Close. Coleshill Town face Witham Town. Both of those sides are badly in need of points. Local derby up there. East Surrey United at home to Wroxham. Graves travel to Felixstowe. Hashtag will look to continue their incredible run their way at Haverley Swifts. Struggling Hullbridge, the other side in the relegation playoff spots, they have tough task away to third place Lowestoft Town, and Maldon and Tiptree are away at Stowmarket. Tuesday night, Brentwood Town are back in action at the arena. They face Lowestoft Town, and Hullbridge Sports, they have a home match against fellow strugglers Tilbury. Southern League Division 1 Central on Saturday sees Waltham Abbey host Biggleswade Town. Walthamstow in fourth are at home to Ware, who are in fifth. That should be a keenly contested game. And on Wednesday night, Waltham Abbey are back in action. They have an away match at Highworth Town, who are currently third from bottom in that league. Essex Senior League, meanwhile, a couple of games on Friday night. Barking face Clacton, Buckhurst Hill at home to Takeley. Saturday sees Athletic Newham face Ilford, Housedead versus Woodford, Little Oakley versus Clapton, Redbridge in second face Salbridgeworth Town. Bottom Club South in Manor host Romford at South Church Park. Stansted at home to Safford Walden Town, and it's White Ensign versus West Essex. Enfield Leaders are in action on Sunday, and they're at home to Stanway Rovers. Tuesday night sees Stansted face Ilford, and Takeley face Housedead. And a couple of games on Wednesday night, Clapton versus Redbridge, and Leaders Enfield are at home to Barking. Meanwhile, in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South, Saturday sees Barking side at home to Stanway Pegasus. Burnham Ramblers at home to Parkview. Cannonswood face Sporting Bengal United. Leaders Frentford face Wivenhoe Town. Hackney Wick face Cockatrice United. St Margaret's B at home to Basildon Town. Tower Hamlets at home to Northwest London. Wormley at home to Mayen Baker. Three games on Wednesday night. Two Barking side versus Burnham Ramblers. Benfleet against Cockatrice United. And Park View, Northwest London, they're the home side, and Park View are the visitors. So, best of luck to all of our local teams in the coming week. And I'll be back on Saturday afternoon with Phoenix Sport, 3 till 6 p.m. I hope you can join me then. If not, all being well, I should be back here next Tuesday, Thursday even, between 7 and 8 with the non-league hour. Coming up next, it's Nikki Treffers with the Modern Essex Girl. I'm going to play you out with the Pet Shop Boys and It's a Sin. Thanks for your company this evening. Take care and a very good night to you.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.